Stop drinking alcohol. Hello once more. Thank you for being here with me again. I hope you are all happy and okay. My name is Minerva Marie Swaru, but everyone calls me Marie. Needless to say, alcohol causes enormous problems and strongly acts to the detriment not only of those who drink it, but of society at large. Throughout history, there have been few attempts to ban it from society, making it illegal, but it backfired badly as it only resulted in profits for mafia organizations who illegally distributed it, and that in turn caused a lot of bloodshed, forcing governments to rethink their strategy. The fact is that alcohol is a drug and a potent one, and as my friends explained, some people even get angry when they are told it is a drug, which I see as a strong act of denial, as if they were being accused of being drug addicts or junkies. Each person who drinks alcohol thinks they have it under control, be it that they drink a lot or only a little. All the same, even a little has strong effects on the body and on the soul, all of which are unwanted, although the individual temporarily thinks he or she are enjoying its effects, but they come at a high cost. The physiological effects of alcohol on the body and mind are exactly as any other psychotropic drug does or causes, so the hard fact is that alcohol is a drug, like it or not. It causes the individual to lose control over his or her higher functions, which results in multiple side effects which include destroyed families and relationships, all kinds of accidents, especially involving motor vehicles, and death, among countless other bad things. Yet it is legal, but why would society at large, governments and all, permit such a potent drug to be legal? Governments always use the excuse that prohibition results in only more problems, as was demonstrated in the 1930s, yet they continue to enforce the law against other drugs whose prohibitions are also causing problems, or are senseless, as in the case of weed. There may be innumerable simple or normal answers to the question of why alcohol is a legal drug, most of which are sociological, and I'm not going to go into all those now, but after all, alcohol has been around for thousands of years, or so they say, as it goes as far back as the first time a human drank something fermented, and alcohol in one or another way is not hard to make. It is easy to conclude that alcohol is part of all human cultures and, therefore, easy to accept as yet another simple fact of life. Alcohol acts as a general depressant of the central nervous system. It depresses, slows down, or inhibits the function of neurons by reducing their ability to transmit or fire chemical electrical impulses. For the brain to function, each neuron must act in coordination with the ones around it, forming a complex web. When each one receives an electric stimulation from its neighbor, the neuron must use its internal neurotransmitters, which are chemicals, to cause an internal electrical impulse to stimulate the next one, creating a chain reaction that results in the transmission of an impulse through the nervous system and brain. The overall inhibitory, neuron-crippling effect of alcohol on the brain is the same as the one produced by other drugs, like the ones that cause sedation and even anesthesia. In my culture, it is known that the brain does not produce consciousness as the result of a complicated chemical-electric internal dance, as so many materialistic doctors and researchers state it does on Earth. The brain is only a translator. Each cell acts as a receptor for a signal which resides on the side of the ether, in the spirit world, a signal with a unique frequency which is coming from the individual's soul. Each cell has a structure which acts like an antenna, and that structure is the DNA strand, which is also the blueprint of that cell and of the entire live creature it is part of. And even though each and every cell in a body is connected to the signal of the soul, the ones that act more strongly or directly, as neurons are the ones that bring higher functions of the soul's consciousness into the material world. It is quite accurate to see all neurons, the entire nervous system, but especially the brain, as a complex antenna mechanism that follows or mimics what is happening in the spirit side, and translates it into the material world, or the world of the living. To successfully and effectively mimic in the material side all the ideas, emotions, and complex thought patterns which are in the spirit side, each cell and each neuron must be carefully tuned with the unique frequency of the soul with which it is connected to, and with the utmost exactitude. Looking at things from a more expanded point of view, this is what I see. Alcohol disrupts the frequency of each cell, it lowers its frequency, making them become less of a match with the higher frequency of the soul. When alcohol reaches a cell, it disrupts its internal biochemical mechanisms, and the cells which are most vulnerable to this are the neurons due to the extreme precision they must have to connect with the signal from the ether, from the spirit side. Alcohol detunes the cells from the soul signal they are receiving. The higher a spiritual function is, the higher its frequency will be. This means that the higher functions of the brain, those associated with reasoning, will be affected by alcohol first. Higher frequency functions are the first to go when a person consumes alcohol, and these negative effects start well before reaching the reason and logic frontal cortex brain functions, which are easy to see and notice when they are deteriorated, as the first affected brain centers are those associated with the highest frequency signals, and those are abilities like precognition, intuition, telepathy, and so on, all commonly associated with the third eye and the pineal gland, which is not the only spiritual connection center of the brain. Each neuron, each cell of the body has its own connection to soul and source. When a person consumes alcohol, and progressively as he or she is drinking more and more of it, the first functions to go are spiritual abilities, including extrasensory, then reason and logic, then motor functions, and finally automatic body functions, where if pushed even more, can result in death by alcohol intoxication. Many people say that they drink some alcohol because it takes the edge off, as they say, making social interaction more enjoyable. This is because they are turning off higher brain functions, inhibiting them from being able to be activated, so people become less self-conscious, disinhibited and blabby, while still retaining abilities that have not been affected yet, such as frontal cortex logic centers. That's why people can still be good at mathematics while having drunk some alcohol, but if they continue to drink, those functions will go as well. They may be disinhibited and blabby, feeling like they are saying great, wonderful things, because they lack the higher functions to censor and notice that what they are saying is nothing more than a drunkard's silly speech. As I said above, alcohol changes and disrupts the fine frequency tuning of each cell, especially neurons, which are needed to bring the person's soul into the physical material world. This means that cells and neurons change their frequency to a lower one. With alcohol consumption, it never changes to a higher one, making them incompatible with the signals from the soul. A soul is a complicated energy system in the ethers on the spirit side. It is not only one simple signal, it is the complicated interaction and energy flow dynamics between several interconnected signals in the ethers, all with slightly different frequencies and vibration, unique to each one's functions and roles. This change in the frequency of the neurons makes them less compatible with higher signals, and makes them more compatible with lower ones. This means that when drinking alcohol, and directly proportionally to the amount drank, and how each specific body reacts to it, the cells become less responsive, with less connectivity with the individual's soul, and more compatible with lower astral entities, which operate and exist at much lower existential vibrations. This means that a person who is a systematic or compulsive drinker becomes more and more compatible with lower astral entity parasitizations, and this starts with very small amounts of alcohol, but it is most obvious with heavy drinkers, where they basically remove themselves, they remove their soul's higher functions to enjoy the ride while some other lower astral entity takes control over their body. As it is said here, this is why they call alcoholic beverages spirits, as they propitiate the entrance, the parasitization, or even the possession of the body by other spirits of the lower astral, those that have compatibility of frequencies and vibrations that would be most in accordance with those of the drinker, as everything in this universe works by frequency match. This lower astral entity possession, light or heavy, gets vastly augmented with the use of other harder or heavier, more potent psychotropic drugs, which lower the body's frequency even more or faster, promoting parasitization or even possession, stronger and more evil lower astral entities, including those that can be classified as demons. This is why I do not recommend the use of any psychotropic drugs, not even to propitiate or to have spiritual experiences, because they open doorways for unknown things and entities to enter and take over the lives of people. As I've explained before, lower astral entities are always looking for a way to enter the world of the living to be able to energetically exploit the living population more effectively. Many disincarnate entities also tend to attach themselves to drinkers simply because they enjoy the side effects and the aroma of alcohol, as they did when alive. I know that the perception is that a little alcohol is harmless, only providing a much-needed soothing effect, like after a long difficult day at work, yet it does cause a downslide that opens unwanted doors where things can come to you through. And that soothing effect can be achieved using other things such as plant infusions, which are mostly benign. But it gets complicated too, because some do have psychotropic effects, as we will see in another video. With this video, I am only informing you of what I know, and of what happens on another more spiritual level, not only the biochemical effects of drinking alcohol, which are well known in general. There are spiritual consequences too, not only car crashes. Consuming alcohol progressively disconnects your body from the signal of your soul, and from source, by altering the cell's biochemistry and their frequency and vibration with it. I dare say it this way, drinking alcohol does disconnect you from your soul, from source, and from all the higher purposes in your life. You don't need it. And all those supposed medical benefits which are pushed onto the public are nothing more than justifications to continue drinking, because you can have those same benefits other ways with none of the side effects. And to answer the question of why is alcohol a legal drug, in my opinion, it has a lot to do with the fact that society is being run in a great percentage from the astral side, as I mentioned in other videos. The population drinking alcohol propitiates lower astral entities to work through them, therefore making decisions that benefit those entities and not the living population. It is yet another form of organized exploitation. Alcohol also turns off, or at least disrupts, the higher mental functions of the general population, leaving them not only more open to possessions and to parasitization, but it also simply makes the general population more docile and easy to control and mind program by the cabal and its agendas. How much is too much alcohol, you may ask? I insist that anything other than the traces found in food, everything else is too much alcohol. You don't need to get to the level where you notice that you regret what you did while drinking or while under its effects, much less when you notice that it is already destroying your life, or at least starting to interfere with more important things. Stop drinking alcohol, I warn you. There is no benefit there for you. And if you are female, the bad effects come to you a lot faster. Females are even more vulnerable to the effects and problems of alcohol. It is much better to look for other things in life which are more constructive, such as exercising and doing interesting things outdoors. One of the biggest problems is that people will continuously push alcohol on you, and if you already have a drinking problem, it will only make it worse, and much more difficult to eradicate. So watch who you are in contact with, and beware of your family and friends. Be wise, because alcohol is unbelievably dangerous. No amount of alcohol is safe, and it is the most damaging drug to you and to society. Less is better, and if less is zero, even better. When you drink, you are not in control, something else is. Thank you for watching my video and for liking and subscribing. I appreciate it a lot and it helps me. Thank you. Be very well, and take care. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.